Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media the day after his team beat San Francisco 24-21. And Kubiak started by talking about the health of wide receiver Andre Johnson, who was injured in the game.
Can you start off, Gary, about Andre?
John, he has a lung contusion, and they feel good about it. Feel like he's going to be fine. I think obviously he's going to be day-to-day as we go into this week, but they'll do some tests on him each day as we go through this week. But, I think we're fortunate here, and hopefully he'll be ready to go against Buffalo, but he'll be day-to-day.
Is that why he was coughing up blood?
Yeah, it happened early in the game. You know, it happened on his first catch. He got hit in the back, lower back, pretty good, and played the whole game, was having a hard time catching his breath, and then after he made that big play, was struggling with it. So, I mean, he basically played banged up throughout the day, so pretty impressive by him.
What does it say about him that he went back in the game and then y'all had to hide his helmet or whatever to keep him from going back?
Well, that's him. I mean, he wants to do whatever he can do to help his team win. And yesterday was a struggle getting him the ball. He had two plays. They're both big plays. But, Andre will give you everything he's got, and y'all know that. And, he knows his team needed a couple more plays to win, and he was willing to go make them.
When you said he'd have more tests every day, what are they testing for each day?
I think just doing blood work and just making sure everything's okay. I hate to be the expert on that, but that's the way it's explained to me.
Gary, can you talk about being 4-3 now and being right there in the mix in the AFC and how important games like AFC matchups like Buffalo would be if it comes down to tiebreakers and such at the end? I know it's only 7 weeks into the season, but being right there in the mix.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a long, long way to go. We hit the halfway mark this week, but, we battled our way back. And you're right, when it's all said and done at the end of the year, I mean, there's so many factors that go into whether or not you're a playoff team or not, winning in the AFC, winning in your division. But every game's a big game. And, like I said, we beat two good football teams these past 2 weeks and, feel good about that. But now we got to go on the road and beat a team that's playing extremely well, too. I mean, they're playing well. They won two big road games the last 2 weeks. So we just got to take them one at a time and try to be as good as we can be that day.
Gary, are you worried? Matt plays well in bad weather, but in Buffalo right now they're talking about 20-25 mile an hour wind. Are you worried about playing in wind with the running game not working well?
Well, I played there many times, John. You're right. You can show up there sometimes and really be only able to throw the ball for two quarters, when the wind's at your back. I've seen that. So that can obviously be a factor. But Matt has handled adverse conditions very, very well. We'll see. I mean, we got to prepare either way. If we got to go down there and run it to win, we got to do a better job of running it. But you never know what's going to happen there weather-wise.
You said after the Cincinnati game about Matt playing so well on the road, what it says about him as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he's played so well on the road, and exactly what does it say about him?
Well, I think he's got great command of what we're doing, John. I mean, it's his composure and with these game plans that we're putting together for him. We ask a lot of him mentally. It's easy for him. To go from being a good quarterback to being a great quarterback is when you get so comfortable with what you're doing that you can help the rest of the team do their job. And that's where he's at right now. He's heading that direction. Give you a good example. His numbers yesterday are not as big as they have been. But he's our player of the game on offense yesterday. He was exceptional. The way he ran the team, he avoided, I want to say, five sacks, moving, throwing the ball away, making smart plays as a quarterback. He makes great decisions all day. He doesn't turn the ball over. That's the difference in us winning and losing. So even though he throws for 260 when he's had some big, big games this year, I thought it was as good as he had played, managed our football team all year long.
Gary, some of the guys in the defense claim they weren't prepared for Alex Smith. How does that happen?
Well, there's no different. I mean, they weren't running any different plays. They were running power O and throwing deep over. So, no, there is no excuse for that. I mean, whoever's playing quarterback, you got to go out there and defend what they're doing. I just think in the second half, we didn't play with the same attention to detail, coverage-wise, leverage-wise. You go out and jump off sides three times on the first drive of the second half. To me, that's focus. So, obviously we didn't have the same focus in the second half we had in the first.
Is that what happened to D'Amico on the second Davis touchdown when You were in double coverage. You never looked back for the football.
I'm trying to think of which one it was. You're talking about the one?
Right on the goal line.
Okay. Yeah, we're in quarters. I mean, he's got to go get some body on that. That guy's a heck of a player. I mean, he's as athletic a tight end as there is in the National Football League. And if you let him run free, there's not many linebackers going to keep up with him. So he's got to go get some body on him there. He's got to get some help from Pollard there. And that's just kind of what I'm talking about, the attention to detail technique of playing that coverage.
How good can the Crabtree kid be, considering he only practiced 1 week?
Well, I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. I mean, for him to go out there and, what, he had 5 or 6 catches in the game and was very close to coming out of some of those catches with some big runs. He's a big body. He's going to be a great player. I think everybody knew that coming out of college.
Buffalo's got no a new offensive line. Your pass rush has been suspect all year. Is this got to be the game that that your pass rush really gets to Fitzpatrick?
Well, we're going to have to stop the run too, Barry. They got Lynch, who's a fine, fine player. Depending on weather there, you better start with the run first. But obviously you got some good weapons outside with Evans and T.O. So, we got to stop them regardless of what we got to do. It won't just be about rushing the passer. It'll be about doing a lot of good things.
If you got quarters, wouldn't that be the DB's fault that he was coming down the middle, Vernon Davis on those touchdowns?
You're a coverage expert now?
No, you just said quarters, and that TV, they're blaming them on the linebackers.
When you're in quarters, both of them have their responsibility, John. I mean, you know, D'Amico's got to go over there and get some body on the guy. He's got to go push him wide, help push him out there to Bernard. Bernard's got to squeeze the play some. You're right. I mean, it belongs to both of them.
Did you have any other injuries coming out of the game yesterday?
Molden had a little hamstring, but did go back and play in the game. Chris got a hand, but the x-rays are negative. We're okay. I mean, we came out pretty good.
What does it say about your run defense that now they feel like that's a source of pride after the way you started?
Well, it's been very good for the last month, Chris. I mean, you know, this back yesterday is a fine player, and they had coffee also. So, we played very sound in the run game, and, I think that's gone with the success of our team here in the past few weeks because our defense has stepped it up and played so well. So we had a lot of ground to make up. Hopefully we can keep going, and we'll face another good back this week. Yeah, Mark.
Where are you at with Steve and holding on the ball?
Well, I've said this last, it's a concern. You know, when you put it on the ground as much as he has this year, it's a concern to him. It's a concern to our team. But I also believe in Steve, and our team believes in him. And for us to be successful and accomplish some of the things we want to accomplish as a team, we need Steve making those plays. So, we've got to stand behind him. It's up to all of us to help him get over this issue. Me, Chick, everybody on the staff, the whole team helping him in practice. But, we're going to stand behind Steve and help him get this corrected as a football team because we need his big plays to win.
You said he's gotten a tag. Well, guys are hitting him, standing him up, and they're trying to rip him out.
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, I think when you go through a season, regardless of what position you're playing or whatever, and other teams are watching you and something's happening to you in a game, then they're going to exploit that issue. And, when you put the ball on the ground a few times, I'm sure they're out there talking to him about it, obviously holding him up, trying to strip it in every situation. So it comes with the territory. You know, you put it on the ground, that's something you're going to have to deal with, and he's going to have to work through that, but we're going to be here for him to work through it.
One of your goals was to play better on the road. You've already won 2, which is what you've been winning. You should have won 3. Why do you think y'all are playing better on the road?
Well, I think it starts with the quarterback, John, obviously, and I think our defense has, started to play better football. That's been a consistent thing, and you get good quarterback play on the road. I like to see us run the ball better on the road, but we get good quarterback play and your defense is playing sound, you should be in that football game. And now you got to make the plays at the end.
What do you think the right now 300-yard passers are winning games like crazy? It used to be you had to run for 100. Why do you think there's been a change in this?
I don't know. I was just up talking to Bob, 2 weeks ago when the Jets had 300 yards rushing and lost a football game. But then you look at that game, what was their 6 turnovers? So I don't know. That is a big swing in this league. People are throwing it around a little bit more than they have in the past. But I look at yesterday, and one of our goals yesterday was to win the turnover battle. We thought we'd win the game if we won the turnover battle. And it took the last play of the game, but we did. So I think that'll be a big factor this weekend.
Why do you think teams are throwing it more?
I don't know, John. I mean, just opening things up more. I don't know. You know, it could be personnel, could be, you know, issues of that, those type of things. I mean, obviously we've started to throw a little bit more, but I still like the fact that we came out yesterday. We did have 27 runs, if I'm right. So even though, you know, we have been, you know, a little bit more on the passing side, I think we've tried to stay somewhat balanced because that's the best thing for our team.
Do you know yet if Edwards is going to play or if he had a concussion?
I've been told no, but I mean, I don't know. I was told today that they have already ruled him out, but I don't know if I'm totally correct on that.